You're listening to Tales of the Forsaken, a live play Fatecore game by Noble Jester Productions. Welcome to Rillian, a Western fantasy world where magic needs fuel, and that fuel is mined and refined into Ekton, a place of vast deserts, dark rituals, and greedy mining companies. A dwarf awakens and has forgotten who he is. Who is Verboden, and how will he seek to remember his past in the midst of this harsh world?
Talk a little bit about just creating a character, the Fatecore rules. Obviously, this is just a really different rule set than Dungeons and Dragons. It's a lot more collaborative. There's less fixed rules. There's a skill set, there's aspects, there's stunts, you know, kind of the combat is laid out with the different actions you can do and how conflicts work and all this. But as a rule set, it kind of feels like it's just a toolbox. Here's a whole bunch of things you can use if you want to use them for your world. And if you don't want to use them, ignore them.
Yeah.
Which in some ways is cool, and in some ways is terrifying.
Sure. Giving you way too many options.
Yeah. But I think it could work really cool for this kind of setting where there's just a single player and a, you know, a GM. And I think it's going to work a lot better than D&D because I feel like D&D is built for a group of at least four players. You know, it's hard to run combat in Dungeons and Dragons with just one player. Feels awkward, and you know, most of the monsters are really built for four players. So hopefully this will work. We'll see.
Yeah, I'm excited too, just with like the different format of it and really being more strengthening that role play ability. And that's really what our, I think a lot of our games have turned into more. Like, obviously we have combat and these epic battles, but for us, yeah, we'll go sessions with, you know, just digging into the characters and the drama that happens, even like inner party, you know, what you've created in the world for challenges. So I think this is a really cool system to get to know and try out.
Yeah, definitely. There's a couple of things that I've added in that we can talk about. There's four standard actions that you can do in, you know, the Fate rule set. There's overcome action, create an advantage, attack, and defend. There's also this thing called the discover action that we're going to be using. You have your list of skills, and the skills can be used for a lot of things. You know, if you want to attack someone, it doesn't necessarily have to be with fight. You could use a different skill. Some of them make sense, some of them don't. You know, you could maybe use athletics if you're wanting to grapple with someone or, you know, try to tackle them or something. Or you could maybe, you know, kind of mentally attack them and use some sort of an intimidation or something like that. There's a lot of flexibility in how these things work. But I really liked, because I was reading in the, you know, the rules and stuff, I really like this action of discover, which kind of allows you to learn new information, look at the world in a certain way, and actually roll to see what you learn. It's kind of one of those things in D&D where you would use a lore check or a perception check or those sorts of things to figure out what's going on around you. And I think having one of these actions, this discover action, where you can really use any skill to do something, seems really cool to me. For example, I might want to learn about the people around you, and you might use the discover action and the provoke skill kind of in an intimidating, insulting way to learn about the people around you and how kind of their social charisma kind of works, you know, and maybe that could work. Or you might use the survival skill to discover what's around you, you know, in a kind of a foraging, hunting kind of a way. So there's a lot of flexibility there. We'll probably get into that more as we actually play. Another thing that I wanted to do is, because we're doing a Western style game, the Western duel has to be a thing. You have to be able to face off against someone in a dusty street and, you know, see who's going to pull first. And, you know, that's just such a built-in thing to the Western game, mm-hmm. you know, the cowboy Western game that we had to come up with something. So there's a world called Deadlands, and I found their version of a duel. Somebody converted that world to Fate, and we're going to try to use this. A normal combat just, you know, happens the way that the Fate Core rules set up, but for an actual duel, 1v1, you've built up to this. This is a rival, someone that, you know, like you actually really care about defeating, you know, these kind of pistol duels. Mm-hmm. The way that they've got this set up is there's three rounds before the actual combat, and you swap out, taking turns using a skill that you're trying to create an advantage. So the way the create an advantage action works in Fate is you're creating some sort of a aspect for the scene that you can use then to help yourself when you make an attack or make a defense or whatever. So I might knock over a pile of boxes to create a aspect for the scene, scattered boxes, mm-hmm. and then I can use that for cover, or I can use that to distract somebody, or I can, you know, there's different ways that you can use that, and then you get these free uses of those aspects. And so the first round of this is kind of the face-off. You know, you can either provoke each other or intimidate each other or whatever to try to gain an advantage. Maybe your character really wants to try to appear intimidating, appear stoic, appear ready to go. So you use, you know, the will skill against their, maybe they're trash talking and they're using, you know, provoke mm-hmm. or something, and you roll off against each other, and then whoever wins gets an advantage. And then there's kind of, you know, the stare down. You've walked out into the street and you're staring at each other, and maybe you're trying to use provoke still. Maybe you're trying to insult them. Maybe you're trying to appear intimidating, or maybe you're trying to use the bluff skill. You're trying to fake that you are gonna draw or something like that, you know, try to get them to draw first. Or maybe you're just, you know, using influence. You're trying to read their actions, try mm-hmm. to see when they're gonna draw. And, you know, then whoever wins this role gets a advantage. And then the actual draw, whoever draws first, whoever is the fastest gets an advantage. And then the actual combat happens. Whoever drew first, well, really, I would say whoever has the most advantages, whoever won those three rounds, gets to go first in the actual combat. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if they have this in their rules because I didn't notice it, but I probably would say whoever goes first has that advantage, or they have several advantages, but you got to get that first bullet and it's got to win.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm probably going to give a extra buff to whoever shoots second, because in a real duel, you know, whoever shoots second, while they may get hit, they have a little more time to aim, a little more time to actually plan out. So I think I will actually give a buff to the second person. So that first person, you got to make that first bullet count.
Make it count, yeah. Yeah. That's great. I like it.
So we'll try that out. We'll see how it works. That's really all I've done. I switched a couple of skills around from the standard Fate skill set, just kind of things that felt more Western: bluffing, influence, burglary. I added in magic just kind of to fit this setting that's mm-hmm. being pulled over from D&D.
Cool.
That's kind of it. Anything about Fate that you have a question about before we jump into?
So many questions. Yeah. But no, I'm sure it'll work itself out as we play and get into, and that's what's exciting about it.
Yeah, definitely. Let's talk about creating your character. So the setting, you are already familiar with Rillian. You know the setting that we're starting in, this expansion period where the new frontier has been opened. The world is in kind of this turmoil period where magic has stopped working, except through the use of this manufactured liquid called Ectin that is manufactured by this group called the Spirited Mind. And, you know, they need this ore, Ectominal, to be able to create Ectin. and this ore is, you know, has to be mined out of the ground. So they've opened up this new frontier where there's a wealth of this ore, and they've kind of like the American expansion, yep, Western period, they're paying people to go, you know, settle this new frontier. It's a rough place. It's a place full of hostile orc tribes, of, you know, crazy creatures. Previously, they had walled off this entire section of the continent because it was too rough. But now they need the resources, so they've opened that wall and sent people out. So we're in this kind of old Western setting of, you know, small towns, big mining companies, crazy kind of orc tribe, wild and free. So we're going to have two main kind of campaign aspects. Wild country is one that I said, mm-hmm, where, you know, just this new frontier is a wild place full of rough people. There's orc tribes, there's, you know, magically enhanced creatures, and somebody keeps summoning demons. So that's kind of one of the things in Rillian, is there's this demonic presence that just keeps kind of popping up over and over and over again. Mm-hmm. And then another aspect is these people need help and no one is coming. These small towns are getting set up and established and getting wiped off the map because it's a crazy place, and we're going to start in a small town, and you know, we'll see how that goes. But, you know, also these mining companies are coming in, and if there's somebody in the way and they need that land, they're taking them out.
Yeah.
That's just kind of the reality of this situation. And then a kind of a third background aspect that may or may not come into play, of just magic doesn't work. You have to use this liquid Ectin to get anything magical to work. At this point, it's pretty rare. You know, it's mostly, it's obviously, you know, being mined out of the ground by these mining companies. It has to be sent back to the main, you know, the Four Nations, and it has to be processed into Ectin. So it getting back to the new frontier is a little more rare. To be able to actually acquire Ectin in the new frontier, you're going to have to either buy it, or you're going to have to find some sort of a smuggler, or, you know, somebody who's actually, mm-hmm, processing it themselves and has found kind of a janky, you know, backwoods way to,
yeah,
create it.
Yeah, and someone processing it themselves would probably be creating a lot of risk,
yeah,
by doing that, putting a target on their back if they were found out.
Yeah, definitely. Okay. So that's kind of the setting, the world. Let's talk about Verboden.
Okay. You've
done some work already in creating Verboden. In character creation for Fate, they really want you to start with this thing that they call the phase trio, which basically is to come up with your character's backstory. The first part is, what is your character's theme? Where have they been? What have they done already? And for Verboden, he has no idea.
Mm-hmm.
Verboden is going to be waking up fresh, as, you know, without any idea of who he is. And so that kind of works out as, I don't know if you've come up with an aspect for that or not, but, you know, we kind of come up with the trouble aspect for Verboden specifically. Of what was it?
It was I don't know who I am.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of Verboden's trouble aspect. He doesn't have any idea who he is. He's having to learn as he goes. Have you come up with a high concept aspect for Verboden? Kind of this, just who is Verboden that you can have for your character?
Yeah. So I came up with the Forsaken Wanderer. So he is cursed to forget his past, but gifted with the ability to absorb knowledge and skills quickly.
Awesome. Yeah, so he is cursed. So that kind of plays into both his trouble and his high aspect, mm-hmm, you know, that he's cursed. He doesn't know who he is. But for the trouble side, you know, that's probably going to cause issues of, he doesn't know what's going on. People might know him and he doesn't know them.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see if that happens. but also on the positive side, you know, it can be used to, he can learn things quickly. He may find out who he is, you know, that may play into it. So we may add new aspects as we go, as he finds out about himself.
Yeah. And for skills, I'm starting fresh. So it is a blank sheet. We'll figure it out as he discovers what his capabilities are and who he is.
Yeah, definitely. There's a thing called stunts in Fate, and these are basically, if you think about D&D, I would say a stunt is probably closest to like a feat. You get 3 stunts with as part of your character for free. And these are things that, you know, can basically be a more specific way to add to your skills. So, you know, maybe you come up with, that they have an example in the rules here of, you know, the War Master stunt, where you get, this character gets +2 to fight rolls when they're trying to create an advantage against an opponent if the opponent has a fighting style or weakness that they can exploit.
Okay.
So, you know, there's just different ways that you kind of can create these stunts that give you maybe a plus to something or give you an additional ability with a limited capacity. So we can probably build those as we go as well. And then you start off with a refresh of 3. Mm-hmm. So the refresh is basically how you get your fate points. And, you know, fate points are kind of that mysterious thing where you can change parts of the game or you can spend them to reroll, things like that. So, yeah, Verboden's kind of a blank slate. I guess we can just jump into it and you can discover Verboden as we go.
Awesome. Excited.